Hey guys, welcome back to another installment of the Overnight Rewind. We got some news for you tonight. Four pieces of news. There's some stuff that I thought was interesting, but I didn't really want to cover. It's a little heavy for what we want to do on this daily show. Well, it's almost Halloween. And so with that, I guess I know it's way overused. It's Rocktober. So from loudwire.com, they got a headline, 11 music venues that are reportedly haunted. So you can check that list out. It's right at the top of their headline, and that's loudwire.com. I've been to one of these. I didn't experience anything weird there other than typical, you know, rock show bullshit, which you can expect that going in. And if not, then I don't know, go to a different kind of show. But they cover a couple of these, and it is a pretty good read. The one that I saw, or the one that I went to that I didn't witness anything at, is Avalon. It's in Hollywood. It's a super old building. Shout out, LA listeners. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So if you guys have ever experienced anything at any of these venues, just write in, let us know. That's at the Rock Rewind Review at gmail.com. Or you can hit us on our socials. Just type that in. You'll find it wherever. Next up, Rocktober's over. But we got something else just as fun. And I saw these guys in Vegas in probably like 2010. And I know it's sort of parody, but it is really good. Like, they're actually talented musically. So do we have any Steel Panther fans out there? Well, anyway, the headline from blabbermouth.net, Steel Panther announces On the Prowl album, Never Too Late, and in parentheses, To Get Some Pussy Tonight. Single to arrive tomorrow, which is today. So this might be sort of breaking for you guys in the morning. Fresh coffee, fresh metal. Yeah, I mean, like, if you guys never seen them, never heard of them, then it is something to see. I will say that. And it is over the top. And just the way that they're sort of like a parody 80s hair metal, but in their own way, they are super talented musicians, and they've found like some sort of niche, and that's what they do. And it's great. And that's just my opinion. So yeah, if you want to check out the full article, there's a lot of stuff in there that's really good. They do have a, so, okay. So let me just run it back, rewind as it were. So they're sixth album's coming out. It's called On the Prowl, February 24th of 2023. So we got to wait for that, but their first LP single, Never Too Late, in parentheses, we said it before, that comes out at 7 a.m. today. So by the time you guys hear this, it might already be out, so you can check it out. And that's Pacific time, 7 a.m. So 10 a.m. East Coast for all our East Coasters, 7 a.m. West Coast listeners. So check them out. Steel Panther, and that's at blabbermouth.net. That's a really good, really good website, to be honest. Steel Panther. Case closed. What else do we have? This one's actually pretty cool too, and it's something that I kind of forgot about because it's been so long. So I know it's not really news, so to speak, but I guess it's an anniversary of. So this is from wearethepit.com. We like them too. Is anybody like a Happy Madison fan? You know, I don't know, Little Nicky. He gets hit in the face with the shovel. It's kind of a funny line. I'm not going to try to emulate it. But that soundtrack had a couple of Deftones songs on it. And so to promote the record, or I'm sorry, to promote the movie, Adam Sandler kind of like teamed up with the Deftones, and they in partnership with MTV, which when they actually still played live music and, you know, real bands, and that was in like 2000. Yeah. He gets on TV with a guitar. I'm sure you remember his skits on SNL that he played guitar and it was hilarious. So anyway, he's on the same stage all at the same time with different instruments. Adam Sandler, Deftones, who else did they have? POD was there, Incubus. And it was just kind of crazy. There's a video, and they I will say the quality's pretty bad. So, but it was like 2000, so we've graduated beyond 4K now. So, but I think they do a cover. Well, it's not even a cover. It's a Deftones song, but they just put Adam Sandler and Incubus on it, and it's Be Quiet and Drive. And that's a great song. So, Adam Sandler from 2000, case closed. All right, this is our last piece. This is a band that, you know, I wouldn't really say it's like metal news, but it's on metalshout.com, Depeche Mode. So they got a new world tour coming out in 2023. Their new album, obviously the tour is to promote the new album. So it's Memento Mori, and it's going to come out in spring 2023. And it kicks off for all our West Coast listeners, especially Cali, in Sacramento in March. So look for that. If you guys are Depeche Mode fans, be sure to get on that quick because, you know, they're big time. It's going to sell out quick. I will say kind of a teaser. It is a different lineup, and if you guys are Depeche Mode fans, you will know why. But yeah, it's a really good article, and it's kind of a departure, I guess, from what this news has been for the last couple days. It's kind of touching. So with that said, Depeche Mode, case closed. On the next one. There isn't one. So until tomorrow, we'll be back with a new fresh set of metal. Bring your own fresh coffee. We'll see you in the morning. Have a good night, guys. Oh, and hey, don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, which will be now, which is Thursday, the 6th of October, the free episode of the Rock Rewind Review will be up. And you can check us out at therockrewindreview.com. Drop us a line at therockrewindreview@gmail.com. And if you want to be a patron and support what we do here, you can check us out at patreon.com/therockrewindreview. And we'll see you there. Hopefully we see you tomorrow on the free show. And for all of our patrons, you know where to find us. And there will also be a new cutting room floor episode that will come out tomorrow, launched in conjunction with the free show at therockrewindreview.com. All right, guys. Have a good night. And a good morning.